Chapter 2. Dad, can I have the car keys? What I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later. Can I have them, please? Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle. Who doesn't remember saying those words? When we were teenagers, the keys to the family car represented freedom from parental oversight. It was a chance for us to spread our wings and experience the joy of conquering another milestone in the march toward adulthood. Little did we realize then that we might one day dread asking our parents for their car keys. When my mother's eyesight began to fail in her early 80s, her life changed dramatically. She had four passions: crossword puzzles, reading, bridge, and baking. I purchased books of giant-sized puzzles. I scoured the library for large print books. I took her to the Society for the Blind to buy beaded measuring cups and spoons, digital clocks that could easily be seen, and a wristwatch that spoke the time. Mom handed over her driver's license, but not without a fight. "I can still see far away," she insisted. "What if a little kid runs out in front of the car?" I asked. She didn't have an answer. She knew logically she shouldn't drive, but after more than 60 years of jumping in the car and going whenever and wherever she wanted, it stung to admit defeat. She knew it was the first of many small steps toward dependence upon others. Her inability to see caused depression to settle in, and soon Mom stopped cooking altogether. My folks started driving to fast food restaurants almost every night. They were like two out-of-control teenagers, constantly eating hamburgers, fish and chips, tacos and pizza. Their freezer was always stocked with ice cream, and sweet pastries became a breakfast staple. At least my dad's eyes were still good at that point, and he was able to drive Mom anywhere. I think they made up places to go just to get out of the house. "I need trash bags from Kmart, trail mix from Target, groceries from Winco, and my prescription from CVS," my mother would say. I'd ask why she couldn't buy everything from Winco, but she'd insist that Kmart was the only place that had the trash bags she liked. It was the same story for each item. Some days my folks...